our conversation regularly with you, registered dietitian, health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Shanthi Apello. Good morning to you, Shanthi.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I mean, I am so excited about this weather. It's incredible how happy it can make you, right?
Yep. Yep. Even though, again, the adage is true with the showers. So they're coming your way, as they say. Oh, Shanthi, we're going to make the most of spring. So I trust I'll lead the question. Getting outside can improve health in a variety of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that it can do, of course, is boost our mental health. When we get connected with nature, that's one of the benefits. But it can also make a difference to our health in terms of lowering blood pressure. And in fact, there was a study in Nature Scientific Reports a couple of years ago. They looked at about 20,000 people in the study, and they found that just getting outside for 2 to 3 hours increased people's satisfaction in life than those who didn't get outside. So just getting a little bit of time outside, even if you divide it up 30 minutes a few times a week, really makes a difference for that.
Yeah, thanks for always bringing the science into play. All right, let's take apart our conversation somewhat practically, and I'm going to start with gardening, Shanthi.
Gardening. I'm so excited about this. In fact, the probably most interesting things I'm growing this year are edible flowers. I want to incorporate that into my cooking. Yeah, but gardening can be, if you're new to it, can be a little confusing sometimes. Do I start with seeds? Do I start with starts from a nursery? And so I really recommend just evaluating what your needs are. It sounds silly to say, but one of the first things you need to think about is, am I going to use these vegetables or herbs? You know, if you enjoy using rosemary to use for roasting or something like that, but you only might use it once in a season, might not be the best idea. So you've got to think about what you and your family will use. And then you also got to think about where you are. And so Extension has some great resources out there. They have a garden planning calendar, and I actually used that for myself this year just so I could get acclimated with new, I just moved to Michigan in August. Yeah. And so figuring out when to do what, because some vegetables and fruits do better getting planted, indoors, getting started there, and some just do better outside. And so it just comes down to planning.
Wonderful. Still under gardening, yes, starting seeds indoors is cool.
Yes, some of them, especially tomatoes, they can be a little sensitive to the frost. You know, I think, I don't know if we've heard this term, but we are in the spring of deception right now. Is it going to get cooler? Are we safe, right? And so for those crops that just are a little more sensitive to the frost, we want to make sure that they're treated fairly indoors. I like to think of them as little babies sometimes because they do need a lot of care when you first plant them. And, you know, when you're ready to bring them outdoors, it's really good to do so a little at a time, because if you think about it, if you've been sitting in this cozy window all season, all part of your life, it's a really big shock to go out there. And so gradually bringing out those seedlings before you plant them outside.
Wonderful. Let's move then to harvest time. What do you have here when it comes to our eating healthy?
Well, you know, I always say everything that you eat in season is going to taste better. And so early spring, so, you know, right now, April through May, asparagus, cabbage, herbs, those are going to be kind of the main crops that you're going to look at to be in season. Asparagus is one of those things that I think just works so well as a side dish, so fresh. And one of my biggest tricks to getting asparagus perfect and not wilted and just full of color is to actually roast them at about 500 degrees for only 7 minutes with some salt and pepper and oil. And then squeeze some citrus on top, and that really gets them not so smelly. And also you just get that nice crunch, but still some nice flavor there.
Cabbage, take me here.
Well, cabbage is a really versatile vegetable, and just because it doesn't have color doesn't mean it doesn't have a lot of great nutrients. And so it's nice that you can pair it with other kind of vegetables, make it into a salad. Imagine some cabbage with some shredded carrots and bell peppers, you know, your kind of typical coleslaw. But instead of something mayo-like, you can toss it with lime juice, olive oil, sesame oil, some honey, and salt and pepper. So kind of putting a little twist to it. But really great way to just, you know, take advantage of some of these early crops and to make them into these side dishes.
Wonderful. Lastly, herbs, please.
Well, herbs are a really great way to just enhance dishes. It can kind of help prevent us from using too much butter and things like that because they add so much flavor. And so chives is one of my favorite. If you're not an onion type person, it's not going to be the best. But really chives go really well with creamy dishes. I'm, of course, from Sweden, so I'm a huge proponent of dill. Dill and citrus go so well with fish dishes. So, just keep those in mind. Experiment with all kinds of different herbs, and those are a really good time to start right now with some seeds.
Did you say you were from Sweden?
I am, yeah.
Wow, did a world championship triathlon over there 5 or 6 years ago. A lovely country.
I didn't have any doubt that you were going to get out and enjoy the spring, Shelley.
Yeah, well, that was a while ago, but lovely weather, and we can talk more offline about that. But yes, one day back to Sweden. Outdoor fun. Let's talk about what you recommend here to stay healthy.
Well, I think, when we think about having fun outdoors, it's a really great way to encourage children to be active. And parents or caregivers can have a really big impact on the children's, kind of way that they get active. If you're role modeling the kind of behavior where you're getting active, you're getting out, and you're having fun outside, that's going to make your child more likely to do that. And so make it fun, right? So, you can get a tree pocket guidebook, one specific for Michigan, kind of take them around and help them identify some leaves, the trees, and figure out which kind of tree or leaf they're identifying in that book. And then, if they are into biking, maybe have them decorate their bike and really get active and just have fun. And gardening is also another way you can get your kids involved in getting healthier, because we know that children are so much more interested in consuming fruits and vegetables if they're part of growing them themselves.
And, of course, we've spoken frequently with those on behalf of Friends of Grand Rapids Parks, Kent County Park Foundation. Find a trail or park nearby. We have plenty.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I can't wait to explore more of them, but I love that suggestion.
Wonderful. All right. Well, like I say, get out there, make the most of spring, because summer will be here before we know it, and take advantage of, obviously, all the recommendations you present. Shanti, how do we find out more information? Do give me a resource, please.
Great. Yeah, we have on ahealthiermichigan.org a ton of great recipes. In fact, I just came out with 3 in-season recipes, including a roasted carrot hummus, so check those out.
Wonderful. Motala, Sweden is where we were. Beautiful lake and running trails there, and certainly biking well, too. When do you get back to Sweden? I guess when you're allowed, right?
When I'm allowed. Definitely getting vaccinated here, so excited to see my family as soon as I can, yeah.
Well, glad that you are sharing your words with our family here in West Michigan and beyond. Thank you, Shanti Appello, registered dietitian, health and wellness spokesperson, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. We'll talk later in the month. Thanks.